Welcome back, everybody, to another deep dive. Today, we're tackling endurance stacks. We're going to break down those key supplements that can really boost your stamina. And this is all based on some fascinating research, actually on the best endurance stacks out there. So if you're interested in more topics like this, you can visit our website, publishhealthlaw.net.
Okay, so let's unpack this. Have you ever, wondered how to push past your limits in your workouts? Whether you're, training for marathon, or just trying to, get through that HIIT class.
Yeah, that's where endurance stacks can come in. They're carefully selected combinations of supplements really designed to help you go further, recover faster, and ultimately reach your peak performance.
So it sounds almost like a magic potion for athletes. But I'm guessing there's real science behind this, right?
Absolutely. Each supplement in the stack targets specific physiological processes that play a crucial role in endurance. For example, one ingredient you might not expect to see in an endurance stack is creatine monohydrate. Wait, isn't creatine more for building muscle mass? I thought it was all about powerlifting and those intense gym workouts.
That's a common misconception. While creatine is well known for its muscle-building properties, it also has a significant impact on endurance. It does this by increasing your body's stores of ATP, which is the primary fuel source for those short bursts of high-intensity effort.
So even though I might not be lifting heavy weights, that quick energy boost from creatine can help me power through those tough intervals in my training.
Exactly. Think about it this way. The faster you replenish your ATP stores, the quicker you recover between sets or sprints, allowing you to maintain a higher intensity for longer.
Mm-hmm.
That's a game changer for endurance.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense now. So it's not just about building bigger muscles. It's about maximizing energy availability. During those crucial moments, what about some of the other key ingredients in these endurance stacks?
Well, another star player, and probably one you're more familiar with, is caffeine.
Caffeine.
Okay.
That one doesn't surprise me as much. It's like the classic pre-workout energy boost, right?
It is. But its benefits go beyond just making you feel more alert. Caffeine has been shown to enhance endurance performance by sharpening mental focus, reducing your perception of effort, and even increasing your body's ability to burn fat for fuel.
So I'm not just imagining that caffeine helps me push harder. It's actually making my workout more efficient. That's pretty cool.
It is. And then we have beta-alanine, an ingredient that might not be as familiar, but is just as important for endurance. Have you ever experienced that burning sensation in your muscles during a tough workout? That's lactic acid buildup.
Oh, yeah. I definitely know that feeling. It's like my muscles are screaming at me to stop.
Well, beta-alanine helps delay that burn. It works by increasing the levels of carnosine in your muscles, which acts as a buffer against the buildup. Of those hydrogen ions that cause the burning sensation, essentially it helps you push harder for longer. Before hitting that wall?
So beta-alanine is like a shield against muscle fatigue. That's impressive. I'm starting to see how these ingredients work together. But what about some of the lesser-known supplements? I noticed sodium phosphate being mentioned as well. Is that something endurance athletes typically use?
It might not be as well known as creatine or caffeine, but sodium phosphate plays a critical role in enhancing oxygen delivery to your muscles, which is essential for endurance. Studies have actually shown that it can increase your VO2 max, a key indicator of cardiovascular fitness, meaning your body can utilize oxygen more efficiently during exercise.
That sounds like a real game changer, especially for those long-distance events where every bit of oxygen counts. It's almost like giving your body a turbo boost for endurance.
That's a great way to put it. And the research on sodium phosphate is pretty compelling. One study published in the International Journal of Sports Medicine found that cyclists who supplemented with sodium phosphate were able to cycle for a significantly longer duration before reaching exhaustion compared to those who didn't.
Okay, wow. That's pretty convincing evidence. I'm curious to learn more about how all these pieces fit together in building an effective endurance stack. Is there a specific formula or approach that works best for everyone?
That's where things get really interesting. Building your optimal endurance stack is not a one-size-fits-all situation. It's about understanding your individual needs, training goals, and even your body's unique responses to different supplements.
So it's more like a personalized cocktail of endurance boosters.
Exactly. But before we dive into the art of creating your ideal stack, let's talk about a few more key players. We can't talk about endurance without mentioning BCAAs or branched chain amino acids. They're essential for muscle recovery and reducing fatigue, especially during those longer workouts.
Okay, BCAAs, I've heard of those, but how do they actually work to support endurance?
Well, BCAAs help decrease the production of lactate, which is a byproduct of intense exercise and a major contributor to that muscle soreness you feel. after a tough workout.
So it's like they're minimizing the damage and helping my muscles bounce back faster.
Exactly. And along with BCAAs, we can't forget about protein. While carbohydrates often get the spotlight for fueling endurance, protein is crucial for muscle growth repair and maintaining muscle mass. All essential for sustained performance, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. I mean, you can't run a marathon on weak muscles, right? You need that strength and resilience to keep going.
Precisely. And finally, there's glutamine, an amino acid that plays a vital role in supporting your immune system. Intense training can often take a toll on your immunity, leaving you more susceptible to illness.
That makes sense. Pushing your body to its limits can definitely leave you feeling run down.
Exactly. Glutamine helps replenish those depleted levels and keeps your immune system strong. However, recent research suggests that unless you have a specific glutamine deficiency, it might not be absolutely necessary to supplement with it.
So it's more of a conditional ingredient, depending on individual needs?
Precisely. And that brings us back to the importance of personalizing your endurance stack. It's not just about throwing all these ingredients together and hoping for the best. It's about understanding how they interact with each other, and more importantly, how they work with your body.
Okay, so how do I go about creating that perfect stack? For my own needs and goals, where do I even begin?
Well, the first step is to consider your training volume and intensity. Are you training for a marathon where slow-burning energy and fatigue resistance are key? Or are you focused on shorter, high-intensity bursts where quick recovery and lactic acid buffering are more important?
Right, that makes sense. Different goals require different approaches.
Exactly. And then think about your individual responses to certain ingredients. Do you find caffeine gives you jitters or disrupts your sleep? Are you prone to water retention with creatine? These are all things to consider.
So it's about being mindful of how my body reacts and adjusting accordingly.
Precisely. It's a bit of trial and error, but the more you pay attention to your body's signals, the more you can fine-tune your stack for optimal results.
That's really helpful advice. It's empowering to know that I have some control over how these supplements work for me. But let's be honest. Does all of this actually translate into real-world results? Do these endurance stacks live up to the hype?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And the best way to answer it is to look at the experiences of other athletes. Dive into those online reviews and look for patterns. Do people consistently report increased stamina, reduced fatigue, and faster recovery?
So it's not just about the theoretical science. It's about seeing how it actually plays out in people's training.
Exactly. And don't just skim those reviews. Look for specific details. Did someone notice they could run an extra mile before hitting the wall? Were they less sore the day after a tough workout? Those are the kinds of insights that can really help you gauge a stack's effectiveness.
That's great advice. I'm definitely going to be paying more attention to those real-world experiences now. It's one thing to read about the science, but it's another to hear about how it's actually impacting people's lives.
Absolutely. And remember, even with all the research and reviews, the most important factor is listening to your own body. Pay attention to how you feel during and after your workouts. Are you noticing improvements in your endurance, recovery, or overall performance?
The combination of objective evidence and subjective experience.
Precisely. And if something isn't working for you, don't be afraid to adjust your stack. Maybe you need a higher dose of one ingredient, or perhaps another ingredient isn't agreeing with you. It's all about finding what works best for your individual needs.
It sounds like there's a lot of room for experimentation and personalization, which is pretty exciting.
It is. And that's what makes this journey so fascinating. It's about constantly learning, adapting, and fine-tuning your approach to achieve your ultimate endurance goals.
I love that perspective. It's not just about finding a magic formula. It's about understanding the science, experimenting, and taking ownership of your own performance.
Exactly. And remember, even with the most effective endurance stack, there's no substitute for consistent training, proper nutrition, and adequate rest. These are the foundational pillars of endurance performance.
So it's about seeing the bigger picture and understanding how all these elements work together to create a holistic approach to endurance training.
Precisely. It's about creating a synergy between your training regimen, your nutritional choices, your lifestyle habits, and yes, even your supplementation strategy.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here, from the specific ingredients and their roles to the importance of personalization and real-world feedback. But before we wrap things up, is there anything else you think is crucial for our listeners to know about endurance stacks? Any final pearls of wisdom?
I think the most important thing is to approach this with a sense of curiosity and a willingness to experiment. Don't be afraid to try different combinations. See how your body responds and adjust accordingly. And remember, this is a journey, not a race. Enjoy the process of exploring, learning. and becoming the best endurance athlete you can be.
Beautifully said. And for those who want to explore even more health-related topics, don't forget to visit publichealthlaw.net. You'll find a wealth of information there to support your journey.
Absolutely. It's a fantastic resource.
Okay, before we sign off, I want to leave our listeners with this thought. As you embark on your own endurance journey, remember that the most important factor is your commitment to showing up for yourself, consistently putting in the work, and celebrating your progress along the way. Believe in yourself, embrace the challenge, and never stop exploring your potential. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Until next time, keep pushing your limits and discovering the incredible power of endurance. So that wraps up our deep dive into endurance stacks.
Yeah, it really does.
We covered a lot of ground, right?
Absolutely.
From the specific ingredients, like how they actually work in our bodies.
Yeah.
To that personalization aspect. And of course, you know, getting that real world feedback from other athletes. But before we wrap things up, any final thoughts for our listeners? Anything else that you think is crucial?
You know, I think the most important thing to remember is that this is a journey. It's not about finding that one magic formula. It's about understanding the science, experimenting, finding what works best for you, and, you know, continuously learning and adapting along the way.
Absolutely. And for our listeners who want to delve deeper into this topic, don't forget to visit publichealthlaw.net. It's a fantastic resource with a wealth of information on endurance and other health-related topics.
Couldn't agree more.
All right. So as we sign off today, I want to leave everyone with this thought. No matter where you are in your endurance journey, the most important thing is to keep showing up for yourself, keep pushing those limits, and celebrating every milestone along the way. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We'll see you next time.
See you then.